Page 34, and then you see in the middle of the page the four immeasurables. So let's just read that in English. Page 34. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Now if you flip the page to 37, and toward the bottom it says Four Immeasurables Chanting Version. So this is the same prayer we just said, only in Tibetan. So chant that once. Sen chen tam che de wa tam Six mantra, and then Green Tara's mantra. So let's say the first one 8 times and the second one 7 times, keeping in mind the names of the people on the prayer list I just read and those in your hearts and minds. Om Mani Padme Hum.
With some explanation.
So, I think the most important thing, you know, for your sitting position, is to have your back straight. And that's if you're sitting on a cushion or on a chair. And then, the purpose of the nine-round breathing is to get rid of the wasted energy or imbalanced energy that is stuck in our channels. Just as I said, we have 72,000 channels. Now, the imbalanced energy was caused by the mind. The mind energy always go together. The mind rides on energy. It's called the energy of the mind. So when the if you don't concentrate, your mind becomes imbalanced. It's full of stories and it can't concentrate. It's like many small creeks that are very weak, but when they are channeled into one, they become very powerful. So this is the same as focusing all your concentration and focused energy onto one particular object. And when the mind is balanced, it becomes flexible and can be turned into something positive. And so this is the same as focusing on one particular object. So the actual physical part of this is to take your left hand and put your ring finger, your middle finger on your ring finger on your left hand, and you would block your left nostril and breathe in all the way, you know, completely, and then block your right nostril, and then exhale completely, do a complete exhalation through your right nostril. And you would do that three times, so that would be rounds 1 through 3. And then on the fourth through the sixth round, you take your right hand and you put your middle finger on your ring finger, block your right nostril, and inhale completely all the way, filling your lungs, and then block your left nostril and exhale completely all the way through. And then for the seventh to the ninth round, you would breathe in through your both nostrils all the way in and exhale all the way out through both nostrils three times. Okay, so that's what we'll do first. So we'll try that. You're through your block your left nostril with your left hand and breathe in deep and slow. And then block your right nostril and exhale deep, slow, completely. And then repeat. And then take your right hand and block your right nostril and breathe in deep and slow completely. And switch to your left nostril and exhale. for the final round, breathe in deep, slow through both nostrils. And exhale. Inhale. And exhale. Single pointed meditation. Oh, okay. For a single pointed meditation, which is calm abiding meditation, it's the fifth perfection of the sixth, concentration. Seventh is wisdom. So for the calm abiding meditation, the same, you know, try to keep your back straight as possible. And this meditation, it's best to try to find a place that's quiet and peaceful where you don't think you'll be interrupted. And you bring your focus on, you can focus on any object. For example, you can focus on your breath, an image that makes you feel calm, such as a flower, flame of a candle, whatever you like. And this is if you only are seeking temporary calm by concentration, not ultimate, you know, where you want to go through the nine stages of calm abiding. This is just to begin a meditation concentration. And this is, I believe the purpose is to have a calm and peaceful mind. So, just as in the nine round breathing, as soon as you focus your concentration on your object, immediately you'll feel calm because you're concentrating on a single object. So if you'd like to just, you can also concentrate on your breath, such as breathing 21 times. So you would exhale, and then inhale and breathe in once, count one, exhale and breathe in and count two, and so on until you reach a certain number, such as the number 21. It could be any number, like 17, 14, et cetera. And then if you lose the count, you would go back to square one, to number one. So if you're new to the practice, maybe you haven't thought about, you haven't chosen an object of your choice, so maybe we could just do the breathing meditation. So I'll sound the bell, and then we'll start with the 21 breathing meditation. So again, exhale, breathe in, inhale, and count one. Exhale, inhale, breathe in two, all the way to 21. Try to focus on your breath going in and out.
This is very good, Samla. Wonderful. This, yeah, this is very good. Yeah, Alhamdulillah did a wonderful job, I think. Thank you very much. So I'm testing how people are learning. No, that's okay. So Alhamdulillah, thank you very much. So now, today, another meditation I'd like to introduce. So then I'm going out of country like almost 3 months, so then I'm hoping that while I was gone, then you come here, then practice meditation together, okay? this meditation, the last one, the single-pointed meditation, so it is very beneficial. It's very beneficial, so if someone wants to make their mind calm and peaceful, according to ancient Buddhist philosophy, according to Buddhism, it's the only way that you can make your mind calm and peaceful. So meaning you start to concentrate, meaning we start to concentrate. Choose one single object. So when you concentrate, the object can be anything. You can concentrate. So then that's how to make your mind calm and peaceful. So therefore, if some of you have interest to learn how to make your mind calm, the best method is to concentrate. That's the best method. When you concentrate, then slowly you will make your mind become calm and peaceful. There's a number of different ways that you can do that meditation. So you can think something or create one mental image. You can create one mental image. You can concentrate on that. Or you can, as Samula described, what we call, usually called 21 breathing meditations. You can just focus on your breath, in and out. So this 21 breathing, 9 round breathing meditations begin with inhale. So this 21 breathing meditation begin with exhale. Okay, the difference. 9 round breathing meditation begin with inhale. So 21 breathing meditation begin with exhale. If you are having hard time recognizing inhale and exhale, then you can say out, in. Each time you breathe, you can say out, in. Each time when you breathe in, you count. One, out, in. That's two. So at the beginning, we may, end up putting some effort, but eventually it has to be very natural. Because we breathe 21,000 times a day. We breathe in and out 21,000 times a day. But we are not aware. It's not like something that we never breathe. We are learning all over again. It's not like that. We do breathe in and out 21,000 times a day. So if that's the case, then we breathe most of the time, probably 99% of the time, that we breathe normally. We breathe naturally. Unless you sigh, So then in that case, you breathe with effort. Usually we breathe very naturally, we breathe. All the 21,000 times we breathe in and out, most of the time we breathe naturally. So this whole, the 21 breathing meditation, eventually it has to be very natural. So no effort. So with that kind of breathing, if you can concentrate, if you can count, So then you learn, you all learn according to Kama-abiding meditation, what we call shamatha. That's the best form of concentration that you can achieve. There's 9 different stages you go through. So that case, then environment does matter. You know, if there's noise, if there's no waterfall, then this all becomes distractions. You know? Then that, if you are thinking to, oh, I'm going to achieve 9 stages of karma abiding. So then, in that case, then environment do matter. So then environment, even though there's waterfall, some creek, sound of that creek become kind of distractions. So if you just, you know, want to learn, or temporarily, I just want to make my mind calm and peaceful, then you don't need to worry about the environment. So first one is called Nangdajoba. Nangdajoba means be within. That's the first stage, it's called Nangdajoba. So the second one is called Jindajoba, means, you know, continuation, you know, not just be within and how long. So then third stage, then the clarity, the details, if you are visualizing some image. So then the detail of the image, you know, detail of the image, or clarity and the detail of the image. Then this comes in the third stages, not in the beginning, not in the first stages. First stages is just to try to be within yourself, that's all, be within. So here people say be present, you know, be within, you know. That's exactly, you know. So we have to think something, otherwise there's no way we can be within. See, your body can be here, your mind can be in flea market, going around looking for something, you know. So your body is here, looks like meditating, but your mind is going around in the flea market, or maybe going around the whole food looking for chocolate chip cookie. Yeah, could be like that, you know. Meditation is something to do with the mind, not with the body. So this is just sitting position, that's how you sit. When you meditate, that's how you sit. Because it's not just part of the tradition, it's just beneficial, you know. If you sit straight, your body is going to be straight. If your body is straight, then the channel is going to be straight. If the channel is straight, then energy will run through smoothly. That's why you sit straight. Oh. See, that's the reason. Oh. Nothing more, nothing less. That's the reason. It's not just tradition. Now this 21 breathing meditation, just at the very beginning. Like, eventually, at the beginning, if you end up putting some effort, that's okay, don't worry, it's okay, you just learn, you know, slowly. Then eventually, it has to be natural, you know, natural. So then count 21 times. So then you are already in the first stages, you already developed the first stages. So now the second stage is continuation, you know, continuation. Sound of the train becomes detached. Let it pass. So this 21 breathing meditation, the reason I'm repeating that, you know, because this is all like about knowledge. So the knowledge to share, you know, to share. I don't need to introduce meditation, you can introduce too. You know, you can also introduce meditations. Why only monk has to do? No. You can learn, you can introduce. You can teach too. You can explain meditations. Doesn't have to be monks or nuns. So that's why learning is very important. You learn. If you see, oh, it's very beneficial. Now, last 5 minutes, my mind is kind of calm. So then please share, no? This is not, I didn't make this up, you know, I didn't make it up last night, you know, thinking, oh, what I'm going to say tomorrow at the center. No, it's already taught, thousands of years ago, it's already taught, thousands of years ago. I'm just repeating. No, I just learned, no? I just repeat, no? It is originated in India, it's been tested, so produce result. If that kind of instructions, if you follow with effort, You will make difference. So everything, almost everything I say here, I just repeat, So, that's why I'm repeating this, because make sure that, you understand, so make sure that we pass, not just me, we pass down the instructions that have been taught. If someone's wondering where I can find that, you can pinpoint the books. If the person read the books, they'll find exact the same. So that's good, from your side, something to feel good about, that you pass down instructions, it has originated thousands of years ago. If people want to read, they can find exact the same. Therefore, I'm repeating this instruction again and again. So this 21 breathing meditation begin with exhale. 9 round breathing meditation begin with inhale. So then eventually, in the beginning, as I mentioned before, if you having hard time to recognizing inhale, exhale, then you say out, in. Eventually, less word is better. Less word is better. Eventually, it's to be natural. Okay, that's the one way to do. Placing all your mental attention on one single object. Why? That's the way to make your mind calm and peaceful. That's all. Nothing more. Nothing less. That's all. So now, there's a couple of different ways you can do. Another way is like placing all your attention, all your focus, all your energy on movement, physical body, movements. Okay, physical. Then placing all your attention on feeling. You can place all your attention on feeling. You can place all your attention on physical, something physical. You can place all your attention, neither physical nor then mind, focusing on mind, that's more difficult. Focusing on mind, choosing mind as object, that's more difficult. But that's a way to do. So today now, this meditation is invented in Thailand, somewhere in Thailand. So this is like, there will be 14 hand movement. Okay, so I'd like to introduce that today. There will be like 14 movement, physical movement. 7, there's 14 movement. So here, now again, all my friends, important part is to be fully aware. Be fully aware, not just, like sluggish, to fresh, fully aware, So just first, because you don't see my lap, but just imagine this is my lap. I'm putting my hand on my lap like this, okay? Just visualize my lap's here. Just visualize my lips all the way up here. So I'm putting my hand there. And you picture yourself like this a little bit in the beginning. Then slowly, first movement with the beginning the right hand, turn. That's the first movement. With full awareness. It's not like turning this, then going in the film market, not like that. So that it will not work. Okay. With full awareness, because whole attention needs to be here, not there, not in the kitchen, not in the, here. So then it will make your mind calm, okay? This is now placing all our attentions or energy on movement, physical, that's what it is, physical. Just first imagine you are sitting like this. Okay. So now I'm going to put my hand down because it's tight. So just first, like, so then slowly, with full awareness, move this first movement. Then move up the second. Then move here. That's three. for the now this hand. With full awareness, we need to be mindful. Otherwise, it's just otherwise it's nothing. It's just move your hand. Oh, okay, this here. So then slow turn. Same technique. Then up. Then put it below. There's six, oh. Then move up. Seven. Now move out. Eight. Move down. Put it back. I'm not sure how many numbers.
That's 10.
So then, up. Move up. Move out. Move down. Put it back.
14.
Yeah, that's 14 movement. But with if you want to make your mind calm and peaceful, then you do this meditation. This is not just that's the whole thing. The whole purpose to make your mind calm. That's why you concentrate. In that case, if that's the case, then we have to be mindful. With mindful. So then, with full awareness. This is like placing all our attention on physical. That's what it is. Physical, putting all our attention on mind. That's something else. Then putting all our attention on feeling. That's different. But all these different types, the same goal. Same goal is putting all our attention on one single thing. So, so see. First, just picture. Just picture your body first. Relax, Needs to be relaxed. On the comfortable cushions, comfortable sitting, not like, then, your body is all stressed out, not like that, We don't have to make this face when you meditate, no. You can be just relaxed, Fully relaxed, okay? Just relax. So then, just picture. Slow, with full awareness, slowly move. One. If all your attention is here, that's very good. If all your attention is here, that's the only thing you are thinking now. That's the only thing you are thinking, your movement, that's all you are thinking. If you have some thoughts come, don't follow, just let it pass. That's not the part of meditation. Part of meditation to be aware. Fully be mindful here. Then move slowly, one. Then two. Then three. Four. Five. Six. Then seven. Eight. Nine. Put it back, 10. Then 11, there's 12, there's 13, 14, see, so then put it here, So then, walking meditation, in my monastery we don't do walking meditations, here there's more like Zen traditions, which I'm not very familiar, but doesn't matter, what we need help. Whether we get from Buddhism, Christianity, Zen, doesn't matter, As long as it helps you make your mind calm, that's good. That's the contribution for the family, for the community, for the whole world. If you become calm and peaceful, more likely you are not going to harm anybody. So that's good, right? That's very good. know, you may have like 100 people who are saying prayer all the time, but nobody likes each other, you know. Whole purpose to be kind, be generous, be gentle, be kind, be loving, be compassionate. That's what we need. We don't need more Buddhists. That doesn't guarantee, you know. We don't need more believers. Doesn't get. If we have more compassionate human being, that will definitely benefit. No doubt, definitely benefit. Huh? People have been saying prayer from through the centuries. It's not lack of somebody saying, because all the problem now we have in the world, because nobody's saying prayer. That's not true. People are saying prayer. Because there's a war, not because nobody's saying prayer. That's not true. When I visited like Kentucky, Gethsemane, the Catholic monastery in Kentucky, that's where the Thomas Merton, I visited there. They say prayer every day, 3 o'clock in the morning, they wake up, all the monks, they say prayers. So not nobody say prayer in this country, that's not true. People are saying prayer. What's lacking is warm heart, you know, warm heart. Wisdom, you know. why we shouldn't hurt other beings. It's not just faith-based, it has need reason, you know, why. So sometimes when you drive around, you see this sticker called coexist. These are good things, you know, good things. See, we can live together peacefully, even without believing anything. No, just need to transform our thinking, our attitude. Huh? That's all. So there's the meditation, the purpose of meditation is gomdob nyumochuan, gomdob nyumong. There's a word that's been used in the text. In Sanskrit it's called klesha. Nyumong, that's a Tibetan word, nyumong. Sanskrit is called klesha. Huh? So in English, the way they translate it is called afflicted emotions. No? Basically, disturbing thought. The minute that thought arises, we have no peace of mind, you know. Disturbing thought. Thinking something negative about yourself, about other people's, the other people's belief, you know, being very critical about other people's way of life, their way they dress, where they talk, where they look. This is all unnecessary, no needed. No. What we need to see somebody, something really precious, special, you know, wonderful. And like say Thakpa Ramjam, just pure. Not just, you know, see your teacher as one with Buddha. Everybody. If you see everybody, you know, is something very special, precious. You know? Doesn't matter how they look, what they do. What they believe doesn't matter. Every single one of them is precious. So that's why in Buddhism they call all mother sentient beings. You're trying to see, because the closest being in this life is right from the birth, is your mother. So we're trying to see that in every being, we're trying to see. Doesn't mean everybody is your mother, but you know, you're trying to see that, you know, the mother nature in every single person. So you can imagine. If everybody sees something like that, you know, there will be no war. Nobody killing each other. There will be no war. So now world becomes so complicated. You know, so complicated. 2,500 years ago, world is not that complicated. Now world becomes so complicated. You know, 2,500 years ago, yeah, similar part here. You know, people from like Asia, they never come here because there's no means by transportation. It's so hard to. Takes months and months, only few group of people come. Now it's everybody goes everywhere within days, you know, you can go. So long time ago, crossing the oceans, that seems like forever, you know. Or when beyond oceans, that means you can think how, you know. So now that's like a matter of days you can cross the oceans easily, you know. So now everything is so interconnected. Good things, you know, so many good things happen at the same time, so many bad things are happening. Oh. See, so that's why meditation becomes important. The purpose of meditation is to reduce gomdob nyumochuma, reduce disturbing thought. More you meditate, you know, more you lose disturbing thought, then you are doing, your meditation is becoming productive. This is very, very critical. You or my friend and myself, you know, minute we try to meditate, the whole goal of the power of meditation is to reduce, have less negative thought. See, why? Because this disturbing thought is mental suffering. Believe it or not, it's mental suffering. Huh? So see, like you can do experiment. Minute you think something negative of somebody, do you feel good? People may say feel good enough. No, in the deep down, it's not. That's not true. It's not true. Huh? So power of meditation is to reduce disturbing thought, what we call afflicted mind, klesha, nimong. Nimong means, when it arises, it's kind of mess up your mind. It kind of messes your mind. It kind of messes, how you say, messes up. It's kind of messes up your mind. See, before, like water with the sand, separate it. Clear water, sand at the bottom, you can separate it, very clear. When you shake, it's exactly it's going to be like that, no? When you think something negative, it's going to be like that. You can see it's all dirty, no? See? So that's just, I want to explain, because I'm hoping that you will share information. Oh. To think something positive, no, think something good, think something positive, think something positive. So easy to say, I'm not saying it's easy, but no, easy to say, but somebody has to say. In this case, I'm the one who's saying it. So, but you need to use words, otherwise, how are you going to say, no? You can say, there is some, you know, teaching without words. There's a way to do, but you know, it's not easy. It's not easy. So anyway, I'm not saying it's easy, but nothing is easy in life, you know, nothing is easy. Nothing is easy. See, nothing is easy. Even just cleaning the dishes, that's not easy. It's all relatives, you know. Relatively is easy, but it's not easy. So everything requires effort. With effort, we can change. With effort, we can change. We can change our attitude towards ourselves, towards other people. Oh, so that's good. In Buddhism, what it means, precious human life, you know, precious. You don't say, oh, this is very disgusting. I don't like myself. You know, I hate myself. Oh, my life has no meaning. You know, I'm not, my life doesn't value anything. This is not what we should not think. That's what we should not think. What we should think is, oh, this is something very precious, you know. That's called, in Buddhism, it's called precious human life. It doesn't call junk human life. Junk. It doesn't call junk food. Junk. It doesn't call junk. It's called precious human life. The minute you wake up, you are thinking like that, no? Something precious. So then, more you see the precious, then every life is precious. Doesn't matter what they look like, doesn't matter, no? So then when you say prayer, then you say, may all sentient beings, not just, you know, just me, or like only American, no, only Tibetan, not like that. All. Why? Because we all have complications. See? Every day we all go through complications. But even though we look good, you know, we smell good, doesn't mean we are good. So we have complications, you know? See? Nature of complications caused by, according to Buddhism, is caused by disturbing thought. Our action driven by disturbing thought, these are all the complications being caused by. See, it's not something you are doing wrong, because this whole, what you call samsara, is town of complications. It's like town that filled with complications. Oh, everything, vacations, buying car, buying house, going to vacations, you know, organizing party, all of them come with complications. It's very important to recognize that, you know. This is not something that I'm doing wrong. This is like nature of existence, you know. Body comes with complications, you know. head come with the complications, you know. One complication is headache. Headache is another complication. If you don't have head, you are never going to get headache. You know? If you think, oh, my headache because of my neighbor, that's not right, that's not right. I don't think, you know. So then, not just you, including myself, that's not, if something, you know, we are always looking for something to, you know, blame. So according to Buddhism, this complication is caused by disturbing thought. See, so you cannot eliminate, simply eliminate, try, if you're thinking to eliminate all these complications, that's not going to work, I don't think. And fixing, no. You can fix, no. Yeah, everybody has desire to fix. Then how come nothing, not, how come it's still now it's not fixed? Doesn't mean we don't have, we have desire to fix. But there's a reason. There's a reason why you cannot fix everything. There's a reason. So, there's a reason why you cannot fix. This is a wonderful idea to fix everything. It's a wonderful idea, but practically it's not going to work. But you can fix. You can fix your mind. Fix. That's the same as fixing all the complications. No matter what kind of environment you live in, deep down, you always have calm mind, peaceful mind. Because through training based on knowledge, wisdom, not just based on faith, the training that you exercise, you train your mind through meditations that is solely based on knowledge, and that's come from wisdom. That's how you liberate, you know, that's how you liberate. So, just want to explain that, you know, power of meditation is to reduce disturbing thought. So then can you imagine like life without disturbing thought? So then that means you are enlightened. You are enlightened. You know? So, just to remind you, okay, not probably you already know, but just to simply remind you, Gomdop Nyumuchu, Chudop Shishidua. So now reading, spiritual book, reading. Chudop or hearing. Or hearing or reading or studying, Chudop Shishidua. More you read, more you hear about spiritualities, you become peaceful. Chudop Shishidua, peaceful. More you read, more we become aggressive, you know, very critical, or judge people. No, that's not how we are going to produce like peaceful world. If we judge each other, if we criticize each other, if we like hate each other, that's not how we contribute to the world peace. That's no. Best way to contribute to world peace, if you are making your mind calm and peaceful, that is contribution for world peace. No. With the world, if one person becomes peaceful, that is very good, very, very good. If two persons become peaceful, that is very good. For whole community, it's good. Then three persons, slowly, you know. Then everybody become like peaceful, then I think it's good, the world will be a better place. That's guarantee, no doubt guarantee, you know. If more people say prayer, no, so doesn't guarantee, you know. More people become Buddhists, maybe not, doesn't guarantee. But first of all, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. Huh? There's people who don't believe in anything, no? So they don't believe in anything. Huh? So, anyway. Every day, throughout the day, no, if we learn how to be mindful, no, how to be mindful, so that give you opportunity before you react, you know, think twice. You know, before you say things, before you do things, you think twice. What we need in order to make life easier, what we need mindfulness. Introspection. The mind that overlook. How you say? Someone is busy writing. How you explain introspection?
Like the mind watching the mind.
Oh.
The mind watching the mind.
Observing whole situation. No? That's all we need. No, that's all we need. Samsung, tushu matoba, tushu mabuchi. all those other activities, if you know how to do that, all these other activities, no need. That includes saying prayer too. No need to say prayer. Why you say prayer? No need to say. Who said Shantideva said when? Maybe our 8th century. This is the book. Shantideva said, Shivarla. Oh, he wrote this book. So, it was around 8th century. That's why he said, Tede Dagi Sin Dinis. So now Shantideva explains so much about anger, the downside of anger, the positive side of the practicing patience. This whole chapter number 6. Usually sometimes I call this a Buddhist anger management program. But that's not what it's called here. I just made it up. So that one I just made it up. But it is about anger, There's 10 chapters. Chapter number 6, more dense information. It's a much longer one. Chapter number 6 and the 10, or not the 10, 9, talks about emptiness. These two chapters has more page than any other chapters. So, because, subject is difficult. So, Tete Dagi Sen Dini Lexung, Tete Lexung, so now Tete means therefore, that means like all everything that has been said in the before about mind. So now then, therefore I am now going to really protect my mind, my mind. I'm going to protect my mind. With mindfulness and introspections. Then I'm not going to let my mind deteriorate, So then same thing to shoot matter. You only need the practice that protects your mind, then all other practice is not necessary, there's no need. So it's very important, throughout the day. So see, you have roommate, you are living in the house with someone else. So someone else looking at you are looking at them, you hear their voice. Most of the time, we don't hear your voice, right? We don't hear our voice. What we say, we don't hear. We only hear what they say, other people say. So he's hearing everything I said. I'm hearing everything he said. So then, make comments, give opinions. That's how things become complicated, see? Nice breakfast, then you're eating breakfast, also then you're talking about something. Then see how this whole evolution of complications take place, Or sometimes, my father, he's a very quiet person. He hardly say anything, any word. So he just sit there. Our mind is complicated. As I said, it's not easy, If you sit with someone else, if the person talk too much, you don't like. If you sit with someone else, the person don't talk at all, then you don't like that either, So then you think, why you don't talk? And then I ask my father sometimes, what is news? Not here, in India. When I call, what is news? He said, there's no news. Every day, no news. Then I heard from my brother and sister, so-and-so passed away in my hometown, somebody we know. Then I have to tell him, didn't there somebody pass away? Yes, this passed away. Isn't that news? That's not very important news, Western news. Like that. So when he came here, we sit down, eat our breakfast, he will not say even one word. So, sometimes it's better, because there will be no disagreement, no complication, because we don't talk. So then we talk, so then there is somebody says something, or so you say, oh, this is not right, and this is and one person fixing one person, trying to fix one person trying to fix another person. Not knowing, during this process, we are losing. Mind is like wound. Wound has been like now, touched again. It's hurting, The bottom line, what really matters. So see, Every day. It's not like one day, it's like there's no complication. Every day is complications, full of complications. So, therefore, being a mindful you know, being mindful with introspection, that help greatly help. You know, sometimes you deliberately, voluntarily choose not to say anything, and you recognize you're not going to change anything, or better not to say, just listen. You know, probably that's much better for the environment, atmosphere, just listen. You know, even though in the inside you feel like to say something, you're thinking twice. Should I say or not say? Is it going to change? Not really, no. you have experience. No, I have experience. We all have experience. No, we live with the people. We are human. We live with human. When we analyze, it happens every day with you, with me. Happens every day. No, every conversation sooner or later it will lead to some kind of disagreement or no. It doesn't look like it will lead to enlightenment. No. Some kind of complication. So that's very, very important to just recognize, okay? Samsara. What is samsara? Samsara is full of complications. That's what samsara is. What is that? That's our existence. Our existence, you know, comes with the complications. Oh. So therefore, to deal with that complication, what we need mindfulness and introspection. That's all. No. So you don't need to become Buddhist. No, what we need, what we did, reality, practically, what we need mindfulness, introspection. So that's all this meditation I've been introducing here before I leave the country. So introducing here, this is all to help the 14 movement, concentrating your breath, 9-round breathing meditations. So good to begin with the 9-round breathing meditations, then after that, 21 breathing meditations. Then after that, you know, the movement, or maybe it could be walking meditations. Just be aware when you walk. Right leg, left leg, up, down, like that, you know. Be mindful. Now we need to train, you know, we need to train. Then slowly, slowly, till you have no problems, you know. I say, slowly, slowly, there will be no problem. At the beginning, it may seem like, oh, this is hard, you know. As I said, no effort, no freedom. No freedom, no effort, no effort. Even driving, learning how to drive, taking driving test, learning how to type, this all requires effort. No, all requires effort. With effort, then now eventually become piece of cake. So now, see, when I come here, somebody teaching me how to type. So the goal is to type without looking at the keyboard. That's the goal. Right from the beginning, I said, no, it's not going to happen. No, it's impossible. How are you going to type? I'm having a hard time to find the keyboard. Then you are telling me, okay, now the goal is to type without looking at the keyboard. It's not going to happen. So just slowly, slowly, no, slowly, slowly. I said, how do you say JMJ? I'm not sure. They teach you two letters. So they stick in my mind, JMJ. Then they slowly, slowly, you know, so. So then now you can type without looking at keyboard, does matter. But effort, you put effort. So now new monk comes, I'm trying to teach them to type. Same lesson I received from one of the center members, teach them. So I say, okay, then James, where's J? Here. After 1 second, where's J? Oh my God. It's right here. That's exactly how I went through for God. So now I'm thinking here, wondering, how come there you don't see J is right there? I pointed you 4 or 5 times. It's here. So then I think, oh, looks like, oh, he's not going to learn. That's exactly how she feels that I'm not going to learn. See, it's quite interesting. Then, you know, then every single time here, there, like that, no, then, no. So that's exactly what I went through. So now I can type easily. I can type with effort. Right from the beginning, if you give up, so now I'm never able to type like that. No, same. Everything. This is just in terms of everything. It just if there's will, then
there's a way.
If there's will, there's way. That's very true. If there's will, there's way. See, if there's will to exercise, to go around the lake, yeah, there's a way you can go around the lake. You know. If there's no will, so that's what I'm saying. Heart power. Heart power is very important. Heart power. You know? to sake of your own happiness, sake of your own happiness, willpower. So healthy body, healthy mind, this all has required, in the initial stage, what we call, in Buddhism, called motivations. Motivations, same as will. You have to have will, power to do things. If you don't, really amazing. So did you heard about the stories? Then I'll stop soon. Somebody in Indonesia, I saw that recently, really amazing. Indonesia, one high school student, he's artist, he paints. Because he has no money to buy brush and the color. But he has real power to paint. What he did is amazing. Like mosquito coil, you know, power you don't have here. I don't see here at all, because you only see part of the country, you see many of them. There's like some incense round, you burn them, then you know that the smoke will, how you say, keep the mosquito away. That's called round. You seen one? So what he did, he's burning them, that's how he paint. He burned them, that's how he paint, because he has no money to buy brush and the paint. He's using mosquito coil, it's much, very cheap, and there's many of them, you know, because there are a lot of mosquitoes, very humid. So he's using this. There's an exhibition, there's all the painting, this looks like very, very old painting, all black and white. But there's no color, because he burned them. All this, you know, the country, the life story about the countryside, people in Indonesia, that his painting is, mm-hmm. is like really amazing, like, oh. If when we become very serious, we come up with idea that can solve our problems, you know. Then that's in Indonesia, very recently in Indonesia, with the mosquito coil, it has fire. Otherwise you can paint. It has fire, then he blow a little bit, then he paint, like then smoke, you know. The smoke, you probably have no experience. I do have a lot of experience because I live in India. So when there's so much mosquitoes, you know, they will burn in the morning when you cough, your wig is kind of black because all the smoke. Can you imagine that? That's another thing. So this all inspires me. If there's willpower, you can do. One very old gentleman in this country, somewhere in this country, make the painting with typewriter.
Oh, yeah.
Not electronic one, old one. He's not young, he's quite old. And he just hit one key, he created whole painting. That's really amazing, isn't it? This is really amazing. Lot of effort, you know. Just the keyboard, it doesn't have image, it has only letter. Somehow he learned how to do that, just to create whole image. Not image, not clear, it's not like that. It's clear, you can see clearly, it's very clear. Same in the coil, I said, people have potential to get something if they have willpower to do so. You know, anything, you know, there's a way to do. So same, you know, here, how to be happy, how to be, you know, what is human happiness? In the prayer that you find there's divine happiness, human happiness, what is human happiness? It's all come down to mind. You know. So you can have everything. You can have, you know, you can have 4 or 5 house. At the same time, you can be very unhappy. You see, this, this is all about, you know, to how is the, I don't know exactly how to say it in English, but, you know, Tibu Rangi Machi, you have to make yourself happy. So you have to come up with ways, you know, different ways to make yourself happy. Otherwise, happiness does not just appear, you know, outside your door. You know, you have to think through thinking, every day through thinking. You know, talking about the stress. Some part of it, like Uzbekistan, people. First of all, there's not many jobs there. There's few jobs, there's like picking up the cotton from the cotton field. That job is not easy to find. If you find one, it's a hard job. It's like working outside the field all day long. How much money may you make? $4. So everything is relative, you know, complaining about wage, everything is relative, talking about the stress. So see, it's all relative, you know. If you just think about yourself, just think like this, yeah, there's going to be a lot of suffering. If you just open up, just compare, you know. It's all relative. It's relative because, you know, if you are here, let's say there's water between you and here. If you are here, then you call this side. Make sense? This side of the river is level. When you go there, then that side becomes three. You know, it's like there's no really this side. Because we just call, you know, and here this side. When you go to there, they call that side. You know, it's like, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
No, there's no real this side. It's just all called. It's all relative. So when you open up, when you think bigger, you know, when you think bigger like Texas, no, not just wear big, you know, not just wear big hat, just think big. No, so then like everything. Small things, you know, we don't pay attention, small little things. 1 year ago, one of the students, Duke from the student, his father came here. I did not notice. He said, oh, Raleigh's so clean. So no, we don't pay attention, we just know, it's not nothing, you know. So cleaning air, oh, nothing. But yeah, it is important. Some countries, it's important to just breathe clean air. It's very important. For them, it's very important to see clear sky. For us, it's nothing. We don't have any joy just seeing clear skies. That's not nothing. And he said, oh, Raleigh's so clean. Looks like somebody just washed all the tree right now. Somebody only washed the tree. All the trees look like that. Then when I look, yeah, it looks like that. Somebody just washed the tree, you know. Some part of, you know, when you go to Argentina, the same. Some kind of lot of pollution. Trees covered with dust. It doesn't look green, it looks kind of like black and like all that. He noticed right away. And the little things. That every day that we can find something to be grateful, but we don't. Some people, they feel, wow, sky, clear sky. Makes them happy just to see clear. For us, it's nothing. No, nothing. So it's all come down in mind. So that's why I'm saying every day, through thinking, we can, you know, practice gratitude, you know, contentment, satisfaction. So when you look at the other part of the world, really nothing to complain. So then you realize, you know, why I'm complaining, you know, heat, yeah, in Delhi, that's like 125 every single day. 125. Not just that, people are driving rickshaw, tricycle, there's no battery, there's no engine, all day long, just to get some money. That's just their business, all day long. Here, like 97, it's all, you know. So people, we have this potential to deal with, you know, external environment, if there's real power, yeah, we are capable to do. So it's all relative. So anyway, bottom line, my point here is, you know, I can explain, I can read all these books, you know, the point, the bottom line, if you're reading this book or not studying book, if you're studying this book or not, the point is to think something positive. So this all comes down to that. All comes down to thinking something positive. That's what I've been saying. When you summarize, thinking something positive. This is very important. No matter how, like, whatever ways you can do that, that's very, very important. So, very, very important to think something positive. When you think positive, the positive mind, that is mental happiness. Negative thinking, that's mental suffering. You know? We don't need that. Whether you believe in something, not believe in something, that's the last thing that we need, think something negative, you know. We need to start to think something positive. When we wake up with a positive mind, when we eat, with positive mind, you know, happy to eat, happy to talk, happy to go, happy to clean, happy to drive, you know. Not that we do things, there's no joy, you know. Or happy to feed. It's not like just burden, happy to do, you know. So that's very important. So that's, I myself is trying all my best to do that, you know. I'm not thinking, oh, right now there's one of the students from Duke staying with me. So I'm not thinking, oh, I'm a monk, you know, he should serve me. I'm not thinking like that. No benefit, you know. When he eats, you know, I clean his plate, I think, oh, there's service. Good, it's service, you know. Doesn't have to be lay people serve monks, doesn't matter, it's service, you know. It's good, you know, that's what is needed. Service is needed to feel comfortable, you know, to feel comfortable. Service, you know, so happy to do, happy to clean. Oh, when he clean my plate, I'm happy. More happy. More happy, you know, so, oh, good, he's cleaning my plate, that's good, you know. So when I'm cleaning his plate, I'm saying, okay, this is my service, you know, to him. Good, I'm cleaning, you know, like happy to do, not just, okay, oh, he's staying in my house, you know, he's not paying rent, you know. So not, you know, the why he should know, not clean, at least he should clean his plate, you know, not my plate. So all this, you know, the, we all the stories, the story after story, story after story, not realizing that how much you're losing, not realizing that, you know, that's not worth it. It's not worth it to sacrifice our happiness just on one piece of plate. It's all about cleaning, you know, that's all. So I myself, you know, I'm not saying I'm very successful. I'm saying that there's no difference between me and you, but I try all my best. I try every day, you know, try to, you know, watch my, what I say, to watch what I think, you know, watch what I do. So then, you know, sometimes there's progress, you know, so then I'm grateful, you know? So we can do the same thing. So that's all my point, okay? If we think good, we feel good. If we feel good, more likely we do something good. So then that is the contribution, believe or not, that is my contribution for the world peace. Rather than just talking about world peace, that's my contribution for the world peace. So then therefore I say prayer. I do say prayer. I do recite mantra every day. No number of hours, no, I say prayers, but it's all conditions to maintain, you know, this kind of mindset, you know, this kind of mindset, rather than complaining about weather, you know, waking up with negative thought. And this is not good, this is not, it's not good for health, it's not good for life. You know, so something, think something good. It's good for health, good for life. It's good for everybody. If you're thinking something good, it's all good, you know. So that's all my point, okay? So with that, then I'll stop. So you are free to go. So I have another class. I can go. You know, thank you. Oh yeah, thank you. Maybe Shanti Deva, some Shanti Deva will say the Shanti Deva prayer.
If you please turn to page 246 in the Gold Prayer Book. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merit. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with the mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drink. May the poor find wealth. Those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as faith remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 ha. Om charitu charitu re so ha. Om charitu charitu re so ha.
Okay, thank you. Have a nice weekend. Oh, yeah.